Timmy Dwyer's got a good runner in race 7 too, Irish Playboy.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Irish Playboy's going for a needle eye opening two, coming from nowhere. Irish Playboy from the back in a great ride through the middle has beaten Steamboat Rock.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
We do, and it's a good day of racing today too. We've got a couple of good meetings. We've got Hamilton Cup Day, which would be big business, and we've got Blue Sapphire Day at Caulfield. Now, we had a second yesterday. George Osborne couldn't help us out with the first. It's just a second yesterday for George. So we
good price, though.
Well, but we didn't take it the each way. And we've got to be fair to our spreadsheet and be honest with the spreadsheet. We didn't take it. We know George is an outstanding trainer and does good things. He gets great value with his runners from a price perspective.
What price was the place?
Oh, I can't remember.
$3 or something.
$3.20 or something, yeah, I think it was. I can't remember, something like that. But we didn't chalk it up on the spreadsheet, so I didn't get too excited, which was a bit of a setback. But today, I have a feeling that we are good to go. Now, we're racing at Caulfield. Let's have a look at the Caulfield, the Metropolitan meeting, Whitey. And your man, Greg Groves, is ready to roll.
Yes, part of the MRC track management team. Greg, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you did an inspection, I think, around about half an hour ago. So how's it all looking morning, particularly after the great day of racing you had on Saturday, where the track raced really, really well?
Okay, we've moved the rail out to 10 metres from the true from Saturday, and we haven't been for quite some time. So the cover of grass is really, really good, and rated the track this morning a good four after putting on 25 millimetres of irrigation over the last couple of days.
Right, 25 mils. Okay, so what does that mean for all the numbers? I know you guys do it, you've got the real sophistication with the way you do your numbers. What have you got for us?
Okay, well, it's going to be 8.4 and a shear factor of 8.1, and the soil moisture currently is 25.8%.
Soil moisture percentage. This is fantastic. What is the... Now, I know we've got to go to Dave Eustace because he's ready to go, but if you had to give me a number of the ultimate percentage of soil moisture, what would it be?
About there, I reckon.
Okay.
It depends on what the weather's doing as well. So it's going to be 24, 25 degrees today with a bit of breeze about. So that number's pretty good. Pretty happy with that.
Fantastic, Greg. Good luck not only today, but then as we get ready for Caulfield Cup Day on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Good stuff, Greg Groves there, part of the track management team at Caulfield. The perfect conditions, basically, is what he said for Blue Sapphire Day. Our rail is out 10, which is certainly worth noting, but perfect conditions. And I'm sure Dave Eustace is pretty keen to get a few onto that magnificent track at the Heath. And he joins us again on the early mail. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're well, thank you, pal. We appreciate your time, as always. And as always, a good hand for the team today from the Mayor Eustace Yard. Race one, you've got a couple of rippers. Tanker, who's a last start winner at Moonee Valley, is in the race. And then you got number two, Rathlin, who's got form behind Crosshaven in the Guineas Prelude a couple of weeks ago, looking for this affair today over the 1,600 metres. How do you separate these two?
There's probably not a whole lot between them at home. Tanker, we had that confidence-boosting win at Moonee Valley the other day, which I think he's taken, leaps. He's come on leaps and bounds from that, just mentally. Rathlin, he needs a win on the board, and hopefully it is today. He's probably in a similar position to Tanker before last start. He just needs a bit of confidence. I think, as you say, the rail out, it's going to be could well be on speed today with the ground being fast. So with that in mind, I'd probably lean towards Tanker with a bit of form under his belt.
Okay, so race one, number one, have a look at there in the first. Race two, number three, El Galeo just keeps winning, Dave. It's been quite remarkable, this campaign.
Yeah, he does. He's an absolute marvel. He's an older horse. He's just in great form, and hopefully he can continue that today. It looks the right race for him. The form around him is fantastic. The horses that he's been beating, and we're really hopeful he can get the job done again today and push on deeper into the spring.
That's in the Coonjee Cup, the Group 3 over the 2,000 today at Caulfield. Then you've got race 3, number 2, Grand Promenade, who's third up today. You imagine be rock-hard fit over the 2,000 metres. Favourite at the tab, is that fair enough?
I think so, yeah. His two runs have been good with things not really going his way. He might just have to inject the pace into the race himself today, roll forward and use his stride. He's a horse who just has got a lovely big action, which he needs to use and get into a nice rhythm. And if he's able to do that, I just think he's trained on really well. His work's been good, and I think it'll be really hard to beat.
Oh, that's race four, three, number two. Race four is a classic. I'm keen to talk to you about this. It's Blue Sapphire. It's the feature event on the card. It's $400,000, Group 3 event over the 1,200 metres, and there are three runners. And one of those is your magnificent colt, Anders, who, look at his form this time in. He's won two races, both at Rose Hill, one on the heavy, one on the good. He's beaten Ole Kirk, who's won a Guineas, and Peltzer, who came out and won again on the weekend in Sydney. It's a pretty good form line, but how do you plan for a race of three horses? How do you work out what's going to happen?
Well, I'm not saying he's totally one-dimensional, but he has his way of racing at this stage of his career anyway, and that's a jump and lead. He's got, you know, magnificent gait speed. He gets into stride quicker than anything else. You know, we'll do that again today. So I'd be very, very surprised if he wasn't in front at the start of the race. And we bloody hope he's in front at the end. he'll be leading. And you're not saying he's just a catch-me-if-you-can horse. He does relax underneath you, but you're certainly not going to be breaking a horse's stride and what his advantage against other horses is. And I haven't seen a three-year-old this year jump and put themselves on speed as quick as him. So he'll be doing that, and hopefully he can burn them off.
No, he brained him in the last two starts, 4.8 lengths and 3.3 lengths, and one of those in Group 3 class up there at Rose Hill. So we're expecting a strong performance. I hope like Helen's in front at the end. Race 5, number 8, you got Cadre Dunois. How do you say that name?
Dunois.
Racing today, race 5, number 8. And if you look at the markets, $3.80, sort of second favourite over the 2,407 and the benchmark 84. Are you confident?
Yeah, he's got a really progressive profile, this horse. He was beaten at short odds in Sydney. He's probably a victim of just being ridden by five other jockeys trying to beat him in the race the other day. He got caught wide, and James was stuck really having to continue the push forward. Probably if he'd had his time again, he would have taken back. But that's life, and he fought on pretty gamely to finish second, so... I think the key to the horse is probably a little bit of giving the ground. I hope I'm wrong there, but I think that's what gets the best out of him. He spends most of his life down at the beach, and he was very impressive at Sandown one day on soft ground. So okay, it's going to be quick ground today, but I would think there'll be no jar. And if he does let down, we see the best of him, then he's going to run very well.
All right, and your last one today is race 7, number 13, Ocean's 13, in the Ladies' Day Vase Group 3 event, almost at the end of the program. Best form is on good track, at a win at Ballarat last start out. Jumped and went to the front and held him off comfortably. This is a step up today, though. What do you think?
Yeah, she's going to need a career best, but she's a mare in form. She deserves a throw at the stump. She's on a track that we think is going to be leader bias, and she's drawn well and goes forward. So if she's able to finish in the three and get some black tights, then we've done our job, and it'll be a great result.
All right, so let's take Anders out of the conversation just for a second. What's your other best for the day, if you don't mind?
I think Grand Promenade's the best of the day. Obviously, we're removing Anders and giving you a little bit of value.
Sounds pretty good to us. We appreciate your time. Your insight's always great, Dave. We love talking to you about how things unfold and your horses, because you give us such great information. Good luck today to the team.
No problem. Good luck, guys. Thanks.